Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin. It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and for that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Now, Chris, Bayern losing Robert Lewandowski. What are your thoughts? We've seen Bayern lose in the Champions League and also this past weekend, dropping points.
Yeah, well, not having Lewandowski is like Bayern missing their offensive heartbeat. You know, especially when you factor in the numbers he's been putting up. Robert Lewandowski is chasing 40 goals. That's the magical number in the Bundesliga this season. He was well on pace in capturing that goal set by Gerd Müller 50 years ago, you know, so there goes that. That's a huge loss. And not having Serge Gnabry is like missing a major artery. I mean, these are two players. These two guys make the offense very ferocious. Without these two guys, obviously, Bayern has less bite. That's just facts. Now, PSG executed very well, you know, in the first tie against Bayern. Mbappe, what can you say? I don't know if that was Mbappe firepower or Manuel Neuer just fumbling the first goal in the second one, the stutter step that, you know, converted. Mbappe is Mbappe. You know, the world of football is clear about that. It was nice to see Chopo Moting score against his former club, albeit Bayern didn't do enough. I mean, they have an uphill battle on their hands, no doubt, and their fatigue might have carried over to the weekend. The injury bug is biting Bayern at a crucial point in the season. You know, no Goretzka, no Zula, plus already MIA the players with no Gnabry, no Lewandowski. Union Berlin is pushing, punching above their weight. There's no doubt about that. Bayern should not be dropping points against them. Jamal Musiala scored a goal. You know, that was one highlight, but then he had to leave the match, so he's another question mark. Could be another setback. Kingsley Coman came out of the match as well. Bayern losing their quality like they are, what choice do they have but to rotate? But then, you know, there's blood in the water right now. Union Berlin's result showed you that. The goal came from hustle and maybe a controversy with the throw-in. But nonetheless, it was a point well-earned and well-deserved. Union Berlin could, with the surge, could actually reach the Europa League, which would be nice to see. You know, picking up points in Munich is getting easier and easier these days. As for Bayern, the Bulls of RB Leipzig are coming. Leipzig smoked Bremen with the 4-1 win and now trail Bayern by only 5 points. So Bayern going to have to pick it up.
Now, sticking with Bayern, there seems to be some tension between coach Hansi Flick and the sporting director of the club. What is the latest and could we possibly see Hansi Flick leave Bayern Munich?
You know, it's never good. It's never good when there's beef between the coach and the money guy at the club. Jerome Boateng has been in the news lately. He's a defender that served a decade at Bayern Munich, and he's a favorite of Hansi Flick. Bayern have made it clear, though, they're not renewing his contract. He does cost quite a bit for the club. He has a very high salary, you know, for the club. I think it's around 10 million a year or so. You know, as we do know, Bayern's focus are on younger defenders. Upamecano joining the club from RB Leipzig is signs of that. They're trying to nail down Nicolas Zula for the long term as well. So the beef comes between what Zalahamicic wants, the sporting director, and Hansi Flick. They're butting heads, basically. Hansi Flick made it clear at a press conference recently that, yeah, there are some issues. And then he refused to really address questions about his long-term commitment to Bayern Munich. Now, we do know he's under contract, you know, for a couple of more years, but, you know, stranger things have happened in football, and what could he do? You know, what more is there to win for him at Bayern? You know, there's only downhill from what he accomplished last season, the magical season, and then he's on everyone's radar to fill the void left by Joachim Löw of the German national team. You know, so we have to wait and see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what Bayern does moving forward, you know, but we've seen this kind of controversy at clubs before in the Bundesliga happen. You know, Thomas Tuchel and their sporting director is an example of that. back in his Dortmund days. So we've seen quality coaches leave in the past. Hopefully Flick does not repeat that history.
Now, also, Chris, over the weekend, we saw Borussia Dortmund win, but there seems to be some talks of key players from Dortmund leaving the club if they don't reach the Champions League. What's the latest on that situation?
Yeah, of course. Now, in terms of key players, Erling Haaland and Jadon Sancho, they should go, you know, in my opinion. Gio Reyna is another key player, but he's under contract until 2025. It would cost a club way too much to get him out early, I believe. But the other two, Haaland and Sancho, they need to be on clubs that are in the Champions League, period. Point blank. It's that simple. Dortmund, it is a business, and they're good at the business in terms of turning profits with young talent. This could be their opportunity. You have no idea what Marco Rosa will bring to the club when he resumes leadership next season. We can't forget Dortmund have a lot of young talent. You know, we just saw the young talent save the day, you know, over the recent match day. They got some payback versus Stuttgart. Stuttgart beat them up so badly when they first met. It was nice to see Jude Bellingham get his first goal of the season, you know, as well as another youngster on their team, Ansgar Knauf. He's only 19 years old. He started in the Champions League match against Man City as well. He scored the go-ahead goal. You know, Dortmund left it late, as they do, left their fans on the edge of their seats, but nonetheless, it's good to see them get a victory, you know, because they are a better club. I mean, look at how many losses they have. It's pretty depressing and ridiculous. They have 10 losses. The only club with a double-digit losses that are actually considering the Champions League. I mean, it's, you know, it really says a lot about how they've been doing this season, you know, but Dortmund have a lot of young quality on their hands, and that's why I say I think they should sell their hot tickets while they have them, you know, because, you know, this timing only comes around once in a blue moon when you have two of the most sought out players in all of European football on your roster. You're not doing so well. Common sense tells you sell, in my opinion.
Speaking of the Champions League, do you think that Bayern Munich can turn it around against PSG after that embarrassment last week?
Ooh, that's a tall order. Can Bayern turn it around? Now, we saw the void left by Lewandowski, obviously. Mbappe is a threat offensively. The problem is being back, you know, in Paris. You know, I think that's the big problem, you know, with this particular match. Because the uphill battle, you have to score two goals. They have to at least score two goals, Bayern does, to have an advantage. And you talk about scoring three away goals that PSG came away with thanks to the brace from Mbappe. You know, I think they'll have to be a lot tighter on defense to see that happen. We saw a shaky Manuel Neuer, you know, I slightly touched on it earlier, but it's a question of Mbappe. You know, I mean, it kind of looked like Manuel Neuer should have stopped that ball. He should have made a better effort to hold on to that ball. You have to figure out what Bayern is chasing. Bayern is chasing a successful defense of their crown, albeit a very difficult task when you're facing the finalists you defeated in an earlier round, you know, on your way to a potential final. Yeah, that's not easy. I can't deny that reality, you know, but they're going to have to be really tight on defense. You know, you can't be susceptible to stutter steps from Mbappe, you know, to free up a lane, you know, for the second goal he did score. You know, he is a definite threat. You know, Neymar had a very crucial assist in that match as well. You know, and then the big question, where is Bayern going to get their offense from? You know, that's a big question hanging over Bayern's head. We have to see which players will step up. Bayern's roster is deep, and it will take to some heroics, you know, for Bayern to get over that hump. You know, I think my money goes towards PSG. I think it's just too much. You know, Bayern's missing too many quality pieces right now. And in fact, I think Dortmund have a lot a better chance to get past the next round than Bayern does, because Dortmund, you know, Dortmund are hit and miss. If Dortmund are quality enough and do enough and just have a one hell of a day on defense, they could shock the world and get past, because they only have the one goal, you know, deficit as well, but obviously didn't concede as many. So they have that working in their favor. And I think anything's possible when you have Erling Haaland leading your offense.
And as usual, Chris, we end the show by asking, what else has hit your radar this weekend in Germany?
Well, in the Bundesliga, Wolfsburg and Frankfurt was a high-scoring affair. Frankfurt can execute up front with the best of them. I mean, you know, their goals are in a picture of beauty, you know, a work of art. you know, and Wolfsburg is a quality team as well. Which brings us to a big match coming up. It's the Wolves of Wolfsburg hosting Bayern Munich. We saw Bayern drop points. Could Bayern drop points again? That should be a very electric match, because Bayern, by the looks of it, you might only have one title to defend, and that would be the Bundesliga, you know, right now. So I'm sure they're going to have to really be on their P's and Q's. They're going to have to bring their A game and going to have to fill that void left by Lewandowski and the other players offensively to get past a very solid Wolfsburg side.
Thank you very much, Chris Harrington, from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Have a fantastic day further. Cheers.
Thank you, und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segelen.